To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navdegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Sedem milijonov ljudi se v Združenih državah Amerike trenutno nahaja pod nadzorom kazenskega sistema, kar predstavlja kar 3% celotne odrasle populacije. Število zapornikov se je od 70-ih let povečalo za 6-krat, kar pomeni, da je danes v zapori skoraj 2,5 milijona ljudi, kar je največ na svetu. Čeprav temnopolti prebivalci predstavljajo le 12% celotne ameriške populacije, pa je kar 48% vseh zapornikov temnopoltih. V nocojšnji oddaji bomo zato govorili o enem od začetnikov modernega gibanja proti zaporom, Georgeu Jacksonu, ki je bil ubit v ameriškem zaporu avgusta leta 1971. Njegova smrt je povzročila razmah gibanja proti zaporom, ki je vrhunec takrat doživelo že čez nekaj tednov in to z množičnim uporom v Atiki.
All the same, this record skips, my heart trips. Drink your conscience to fill your soul. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to fill your soul. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to fill your soul. Reflect the light, change your life. There are always two sides. Too many shadows, too many echoes. I can't control, feel my soul. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to feel your soul. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to feel your soul. Unless we live our own lives, unless we live our own lives, unless we live our own lives. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to fill your soul. No control, no control. Drink your conscience to fill your soul.
60-ih letih, ko je bil star le 18 let, so Georgea Jacksona obtožili, da je na bencinski postaji v bližini Los Angelesa ukradel $70. Čeprav so obstajali dokazi o njegovi nedolžnosti, je Jacksonov odvetnik, ki ga je določilo sodišče, menil, da je za Jacksona, ki je že bil obsojen zaradi dveh manjših prekrškov, najbolje, da prizna krivdo v zamenu za nižjo kazen. Jackson je to tudi storil, prisodili pa mu niso majhne kazni, temveč nedoločeno kazen od enega leta do smrtne ječe. Jackson je bil tako v naslednjih 10 let v zaporu, od tega kar 7 v samici. Kljub temu se v nevzdržnih zaporniških razmerah ni pustil razčlovečiti, temveč je postal eden izmed vodij zaporniškega gibanja in odličen pisatelj. 16. januarja 1969, nekaj dni za tem, ko je čuvaje v zaporu Soledad strelil, bil 3 temnopolte zapornike, so do smrti pretepli nekega čuvaja.
Soledad was a real intense place.
David Johnson, prison activist and former prisoner.
There had been a lot of killings in the hole. Most of the killings had taken place. They were either racial killings, and then there was a couple of instances where guards had, during cell extractions, had tear gassed and killed inmates. The tension there was real high. The assassinations on the yards of W.L. Nolan, Alvin Miller, and Cleveland Edwards triggered this whole upheaval in the California penal system.
The 3, who became known as the Soledad brothers, were brought in chains and shackles to 2 secret hearings in Salinas County, and so commenced one of the most extensive legal defenses in U.S. history. The Soledad brothers were charged with murder, not because there was any substantial evidence of their guilt, but because they had been identified as black militants by the prison authorities. If convicted, they would face a mandatory death sentence.
The Soledad brothers all have his basis and his connection with the Black Panther Party.
David Hilliard, Black Panther Party leader.
George, who says himself that it was the Black Panther Party more than anything that gave expression to political prisoners as a voice.
Notice had to be served on the Department of Corrections. That you just cannot wantonly kill black people without some type of response. Adhere to Malcolm X's philosophy, there's nothing wrong with self-defense. When those brothers got killed on the yard, the courts ruled that it was justifiable homicide. What alternative do you have as a group?
Primer bratov Soledad je postal središčna točka naraščajočega gibanja, ki je zahtevala spremembe v kalifornijskih zaporih. To je bilo obdobje, ko je ameriški status quo več kot 100 mestih pretresel upor temnopoltih prebivalcev, ter hkrati množično gibanje proti vietnamski vojni.
The Soledad brothers case emerged as a focal point for a growing movement demanding changes within California prisons. It was a time when the American status quo was shaken by black rebellion in more than 100 cities, as well as the mass movement against the Vietnam War.
These ideas were developed against the backdrop of progressive revolutions transforming the globe.
Angela Davis, prison abolitionist and University of California professor.
The struggles of the Vietnamese people, for example, the fact that increasing numbers of countries in Africa were achieving their independence. And today people tend to think about the movements of the 60s as movements that were very separate, nationalists, racially defined, because they're looking at them through the lens of what is generally considered to be identity politics today. But as a matter of fact, the black power movement per se was not an exclusive movement. There were people of all racial, ethnic backgrounds involved in that movement. There was a connection with global movements. And there was a connection with the Young Lords, the Brown Berets, the American Indian movement. We were part of a global revolution. There was no question about the importance of making those connections and building those bridges.
Angela Davis, profesorica na Univerzi v Kaliforniji in borka proti zaporom, pravi, da Black Power gibanje niso sestavljali le temnopolti prebivalci, temveč so v njem aktivno sodelovali pripadniki različnih etničnih skupin in družbenih razredov. Bitka za človekove pravice in državljanske pravice temnopoltih prebivalcev pa se odločno bila tudi v ameriških zaporih.
The prison was our battleground, our battlefield.
David Johnson.
It wasn't in isolation with what was taking place outside, because as people start to raise their voices about civil rights violations and human rights violations, then brothers inside, through civil litigation, through protests, strikes, and stuff like that, fought to gain their civil rights and human rights.
On August 7, 1970, just a short time after George Jackson was transferred to San Quentin Prison, the Soledad brothers' case was catapulted to the forefront of national news when George's brother, Jonathan, a 17-year-old high school student in Pasadena, led a raid on the Marin County Courthouse with a satchel full of handguns, an assault rifle, and a shotgun hidden under his coat. Educated as a political revolutionary by his brother, Jonathan invaded the court during a hearing for three San Quentin inmates, not including his brother, and handed them weapons. As Jonathan left the courthouse, leading the three prisoners and five hostages, including the judge, he demanded that the Soledad brothers be released. Prison guards and other authorities opened fire on the escape van, killing Jonathan Jackson, William Christmas, James McLean, and the judge. Only one black prisoner, Rochelle McGee, survived what has become known as the Marin County Rebellion. Rochelle McGee.
This is one of the reasons I fight so hard and fight back, and will continue to do so, with the belief that I've always had, as long as you fight, nobody know how the fight gonna come out. It's a possibility I might win, but I know if I stop, I cannot win. I also believe that one man can make a difference if he's sincere.
Of Jonathan, George wrote, "He was free for a while. I guess that's more than most of us can expect." George Jackson, recorded in San Quentin before his murder.
I don't think that it's fair to Jonathan Jackson. I don't think it's fair to William Christmas or to James McLean or Brother McGee. I don't think it's fair at all to try to bury those brothers' examples.
And, you know, Jonathan sacrificed his life for the cause of freeing his brother and all of those who were unjustly imprisoned.
There wasn't one thing that could stop those brothers from attaining what they started out to do. I think it was well thought out. The mistake was in underestimating the viciousness of the prison guards.
David Hilliard.
Jonathan Jackson made an attempt to free George and other political prisoners. Certainly a revolutionary action. Jonathan and the judge and William Christmas and James McLean were all killed in that event. And Rochelle McGee, who still lingers in prison, was also a part of that attempt to free those brothers from prison.
Law and the law one. I needed money, God.
Čeprav je bil George Jackson leta 1959 zaprt zaradi kraje, pa je v zaporu ostal 11 let zaradi svoje politične dejavnosti. Eden glavnih dosežkov gibanja v tistem obdobju je namreč bil prav to, kar je George Jackson poimenoval preobrazba kriminalne zavesti v politično. In prav to je bilo tisto, za kar se je zauzemal.
We're just beginning to learn, beginning to relate to each other, learn how to function together.
George Jackson.
We are aware of the fact that the opposition uses the kill off the head principle. Kill a body, and we've set up safeguards against that sort of thing. Well, I could die tomorrow, but there'll be 200 or 300 people to take my place.
David Hilliard.
George is certainly a very dangerous man, and was targeted for silencing because George is beginning to remold and to create this new man that goes into prison as a criminal, but now coming out as a revolutionary activist.
George Jackson je bil brutalno ubit avgusta 1971, ko so revolucionarni zaporniki poskusili osvoboditi zapor San Quentin. Ustrelil ga je ostrostrelec, iz krvevel pa je na tleh zapora.
Mr. Jackson, you've lost two sons under violent circumstances.
That's what the guard said to me last night. We killed one of your sons last year. We got another one this year. You pretty soon won't have any sons left. And laugh.
I'm haunted by the face of his mother, because it might be my mother. And I've been haunted by the face of Jonathan, because it could have been my brother.
James Baldwin, writer and social activist, speaking in Paris in 1971.
I want Ronald Reagan to write a letter to me and to George Jackson, telling me exactly what happened in that prison and how he knows. I want Nixon to confirm it, to tell me why we are still in prison and at their mercy. As long as that is so, the entire Western world is doomed.
What is your reaction to yesterday's tragedy?
I think it's the same thing that goes on in the prisons day in and day out.
Georgia Jackson, George and Jonathan's mother speaking at San Quentin, August 1971.
It's not new. It just happened to be my son this time instead of some other black woman's son or some other white woman's son that they want to kill.
Do you blame anybody for what happened to your
yes,
son yesterday?
I blame the prison. I blame the people who run the prison. I blame the governor, the state, and the United States government. I blame them all, because they have the power to change these things and don't want to. Can't you understand? They don't want to change them.
James Baldwin.
Beneath the political implications of this bloody event, there's also an anguish which has endured in my country for nearly 400 years. I myself have lived through too many murders and too many assassinations to believe a word that Nixon or Reagan or any of the other American authorities say. For me, there's been Medgar Evers, who was murdered in Mississippi, and Malcolm X, who was murdered in New York, and Martin, who was murdered in Memphis. I know very well what it is like to be a black man in America. I know very well that the intention of the American Republic was to keep black people slaves forever. And I know that now that black people have discovered in their own minds, in their own hearts, that they are not what they are told they were, that America's on the verge of panic, on the verge of civil war.
They set up his murder just like they do everybody else that speaks out against them. And they'll probably do me the same way, because I am going to speak every chance I get. These people have the power to do right. Why don't they do right? Imagine when the American public is going to wake up to the fact that the people who own and run this country don't want to do right. They know they have everybody in this country afraid of them. People don't love this country so much, they're afraid of what their own country will do to them.
All prisons use terror. Oh, it's no other way to hold an individual. Oh, well, let's put it this way. It's no way for a small knot of armed men to hold a huge crowd of armed men. There's no other way besides terror. Fear, you know, threats. Terrorism, brutality. The whole thing is based on fear.
young man by the name of George Jackson in San Quentin wrote this letter to his mother 3 days before he was murdered.
Harry Belafonte, performer and human rights activist.
It was on the occasion of her birthday. Dear Mama, I hope this year's birthday finds you well. I would like to be able to give you things and take you places, but I've been unfortunate and slow learning. But I've learned well. Perhaps next year, I'll be able to give you a villa in Tanzania. On Saturday, August 21st, 1971, Soledad brother George Lester Jackson was shot to death by guards in the prison yard at San Quentin. If they kill me, Mama, he had written home in a letter, I'll just be dead, but I'll never kiss their feet. That Saturday afternoon, Georgia Jackson had rushed to San Quentin to learn of her son's fate. The guard at the gate said, last year we killed one of your sons, and today we killed another. If you aren't careful, you'll have no sons left. Georgia Jackson said to the guard, I have sons throughout the world wherever people are fighting for freedom.
To you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kako ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?
We march together for the 8-hour day. And our hands in the streets of Seattle when it came time.
Proti zaporniškemu sistemu in zaporniško-industrijskem kompleksu se bori na stotine organizacij po vsem svetu, ki v svojem boju podarjajo različne vidike. Dejavne so skupine za podporo zapornikom, njihovim družinam, kampanje v podporo izboljšanja zaporniškega zdravstvenega sistema in številne druge. Če vas zanimajo podrobnejše informacije o protizaporniškem gibanju, je izredno koristna vsekakor baza podatkov Prison Activist Resource Centra oziroma informacijskega centra za zaporniške aktiviste, ki jo lahko najdete na spletni strani www.prisonactivist.org, se pravi prisonactivist.org. To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sva jo pripravila Goran in Gita. Mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden. Čau!
To you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?